Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 63rd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 46 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When he's referred to as Israel, well, that new nature was there, that was manifested, and it showed that he had tremendous faith in the Lord. So when you see those two names, it's the same person, but yet you see which nature. Matter of fact, we have the same problem in our life every day. We have two natures. We have an old nature, that's sin nature, and we have that new nature, the Holy Spirit of God who dwells within us. And it's that nature that fights and dwells, and which one wins out? Well, you've heard the story about a missionary went out west and won an Indian chief to the Lord, and he came back around after a few months and checked with the Indian chief, said, "Well, how's your walk with the Lord?" And the Indian chief said, "Well," he said, "there's like a white dog and a black dog within me, and they're fighting all the time." And the missionary said, "Well, who wins the fight?" And the Indian chief says, "It's whoever I feed the most." Okay? That's the same way about our nature. If we feed the flesh, that's what wins out. Are you following? Now, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. I am talking about doing the things of the world and acting like the world. But when we feed the new man, the Spirit, the Word of God and prayer, it wins out. And are y'all following that? Okay. All right. There's so much here. I don't want to get lost in that. But anyway, so you have the two natures, the flesh and the spirit. Now, just a side note, I can't wait. In about 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to begin our study in the book of Revelation. Okay? All through Scripture, people are given new names. We see that Jacob was given a new name, Israel. Remember that? I'll give you another example. Remember Saul of Tarshish was given a new name. What was his new name? Paul. Simon was given a new name. We see all these things that all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, people of God were given new names. Well, you know, one day we're going to receive a new name. I've taught this, been a couple years ago, but we'll be back in it in a few weeks, a month or so. But in Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 17, we read these words. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he which receives it." Now I happen to believe that God's going to give us a new name, that you in heaven, you're going to know me as Walter, okay? I hope you're there. Amen. Okay. Is it that you're, "Hey, there's Brother Walt." But God's going to give me a name that we're going to read, that only me and him knows. It's what I think is one that fits him. Mom and Dad named me. I have nothing to do with my name, Walter, except I told you there's like 7, 8 generations of Walters, and I passed it on to my son, Walter Eric, and he passed his son to Walter Jackson, and now Walter, my grandson, now it's... I told him, "Everything rides on you, son." When he gets up in age, he's got to carry on that family name. Anyway, the name Walter, it's a German name meaning commander of the army. And that's something. My name is commander of the army. Well, I'm in the army of the Lord, but I don't know if I'm a commander, you know. But anyway, it's pretty neat. I said that to say names mean something, okay? When we're in heaven, God's going to give us a name. Think that as he looks at us, this is how he sees us. Not how you see me, but how he sees us. And I take that very literally. He will give him a white stone. By the way, the word the white stone is a reference to the righteousness that means we're not guilty. There's so much here when I get in the book of Revelation. We'll point this out again. He's going to give us a white stone. Do y'all believe this? Amen. Boy, I do. He's going to give us a white stone. And written on that white stone is going to be, the Bible says, a new name, which no man knoweth saving he which receives it. You know what that means? God's going to give me a new name that only me and him going to know. It's going to share. It's that personal relationship. Isn't that sweet to know that? All right, and then in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 12. To him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven, hear from God, and I will write upon him my new name. Now, again, I don't want to get lost in all this, but I take this very literally. Some people say, well, they write it on their heart. Well, I think it's even more than that. And I don't want to blow your mind. When we get in the book of Revelation, I'll share this with you. I just believe what the Bible says. Okay, I just believe it. And the mark of the beast, 666, in the tribulation period, there's going to be a literal mark. It's going to be an identifying mark. It's not going to be some chip, by the way. Now, again, I'm jumping way ahead. Here's all kinds of commentaries about computer chips or all the things, you know, putting in your eyes and all. I believe it's going to be a literal tattoo. Because when the tribulation comes, these computers and all this stuff that we're so used to, you can forget it, okay? God's going to shake this world upside down. Imagine when a hurricane comes through or a tornado comes through, and it for just a couple of weeks or months or whatever, everybody's out of town. Are y'all following? Okay. Don't think you're going to go through Publix and just say, beep, beep, beep. Are you following? It's good. They're literally going to have a mark of the beast where you can't buy or say, oh, I said all that. We'll get into that in the book of Revelation. But it says that God's going to put your name on, his name on you. Not only are you going to have a new name, he's going to mark you. Why? Because you belong to him. You think I'm crazy. I'm just what the Bible says. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was faithful and true, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. It's talking about Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what that name is. And nobody else does. But it says in verse number 12, he had a name written which no man knew but he himself. It's going to be a name, a new name on him. So I said, there goes, we'll get later in our studies about this. But I want you to see, when we're back in Genesis, it's nothing new where his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And it revealed what kind of nature he was. Okay? And that's why it's interesting where it talks about God of Jacob, God of Jacob. And I did look, it was 51 times or so. I can't remember. There were 15 times just in all the book of Psalms. And you look at the other, there's about 50 times it said God of Jacob. Many, many, many more times it say God of Israel, hundreds of times. Now understand, I didn't count them all. Sometimes it referred to the nation of Israel, the God of Israel, the people of Israel. But many times it referred to the God of Israel, Jacob. Y'all following that? Okay, well, let's move on. It's just boring to y'all. Now you see why it took me. I said, I can't get out of chapter 46 and 47 and 1. There's so much here. And look in verse number 3. When Jacob is scared, how do you know? Well, look in verse number 3. And he said, when he said, here am I, verse number 3. And the voice, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. He was fearful. Why was he fearful? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, remember, God called him Jacob. Why? Because fear belongs to the old nature.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us for special revival services at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Evangelist and singer Mike Holcomb will be with us beginning Sunday night at 6 p.m. and then Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. That's this Sunday evening, June 27th at 6 p.m. and the 28th through the 30th at 7 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.